Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
The Malenke Myth of the Gina, written and read by Kimberly Ross. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Guinea from 1999 until 2002. One day, my Guinean friend and I decided to go on a 48-kilometer bike ride to his native village. I wanted to meet his family and visit a different part of the country. We left before dawn, with the Big Dipper directly above, in order to avoid the hot afternoon sun. God's electricity, or as the Malenke people call it, ala la courant, meaning the light from the full moon, lit a tiny dirt path as we steered around the large potholes and the dust pits along the way. As soon as we arrived at the circle of huts belonging to his family, a group of young neighbors crowded around me, just to stare at the whiteness of my skin, the light blue in my eyes, the dark blonde curls in my hair, and the jeans covering my legs. I introduced myself to my friend's parents in Malenke, since they understood neither English nor French. As I spoke in their language, mouths dropped open, eyes widened, bodies froze, and people gasped in disbelief. Never before had they heard a white person speak in their native tongue. In fact, many of the children had never even seen a white person at all. As we walked around the village to meet the rest of my friend's relatives, the group of youngsters followed us, crying out, Tubabu muso barana, mobe nayan, nayamba, which means, a white woman has come. Everyone come here, come now. So with each step, more and more children joined the group, and within 15 minutes there were about 40 children running, singing, chanting, and screaming in fervor all around me. It felt like a big parade in which I was the main float. All of this commotion, simply because I didn't have the same skin color as they did. You see, white people rarely, if ever, come to visit their village, so they were happy and honored to have me there. Many children approached me, ran their finger down my arm, and then looked back at their fingertip to see if it had turned white. I guess they thought I had white paint all over my body that they could wipe off. When they couldn't remove the white color, they began to laugh and chant, Tubabu, Tubabu, white person, Not everyone was thrilled to see me, though. My presence actually made several toddlers and babies cry hysterically. To them, I was Gina, a devil. It makes sense that they believed I was a demon, because they have grown up with folktales telling them about a tall, light-skinned creature, Gina, who puts spells on them and makes them sick. Each month during the full moon, the children gather around their grandparents to hear tales, myths, and stories about their ancestors. Through this oral tradition, Malenke beliefs and customs are passed down from generation to generation. One such myth tells about the Gina, a devilish creature with pale skin who comes out at night when there is no light. She is a towering figure whose skin is so white that it seems to glow in the dark. The Gina is said to put curses on people that can kill them. She can attack anyone, but children are especially vulnerable. Therefore, children are advised by their grandparents not to walk in the woods or near the river at night, so as to avoid an encounter with the Gina. To protect themselves from such evil spirits, everyone always wears special pieces of jewelry around their waists, called gris-gris. The typical gris-gris is made of either beads or leather with shells sewn on, and it has been blessed by an old wise man who is believed to have mysterious, magical powers. When a person is wearing a gris-gris, he has more of a chance of fighting off the spell that a Gina tries to put on him. When the kids started crying uncontrollably and yelling, Gina barana, or a devil has come, upon my arrival, I calmly said, Gina tendi, tubabu lendi, which means, I'm not a devil, I'm just a white person. But for those who had never seen a white person, there was no difference whatsoever between a white person and a devil. All they'd ever seen before were dark-skinned, brown-eyed individuals, and the only light-skinned creature they knew was a Gina. Most of the teary-eyed children stopped crying when I spoke to them in Malenke. I tried to teach them simple songs in English, performed a few card tricks, and made shadow puppets along the candlelit walls of their huts. They also had a bit more confidence that I wasn't a Gina when they noticed that I, too, was wearing a gri-gri around my waist. After all, I didn't want the Gina to put a spell on me as I was riding my bike home in the early morning. Who knows? Perhaps I didn't need to wear a gri-gri because the Gina may not really exist. Or if it does exist, maybe it's afraid of white people. But it can't hurt to be safe and protected, just in case. Besides, those gri-gris are kind of pretty.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.